king. So a very distressed Samuel approached the Lord God and presented the people's requests. And the Lord responded in 1 Samuel chapter 8. And the Lord told him, "Listen to all that my people are saying to you. It's not you that they have rejected, it's me that they have rejected as king. As I have done from the day I brought them up out of Egypt until this day, forsaking me and serving other gods, so they are doing to you. Now listen to them, but warn them solemnly, and let them know what the king who will reign over them will do." And the Lord God told Samuel to warn the people that the kings they will have will exploit them, tax them heavily, take their lands and their children into his own possession. And over the next 400 years or so, the people of Judah and Israel were ruled by a succession of about 41 kings and one queen. And of these 41 rulers, just 8 were good kings, and the other 33 were evil. So just as God had said would be the case, so it was. And this just goes to show that although God may grant you your demands, it doesn't automatically mean a good result. However, all was not lost, because God had also promised throughout his dealings with the Jews that he would send a king who would reign over them with total justice and grace. We haven't got time to explore all of the scriptures, but let's see one of the most famous, which is often used at Christmas, in Isaiah 9, verses 6 to 7, where we're told, "For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this." That promised child is Jesus Christ, whose birth we celebrate at Christmas. He is the promised king who will rule over everything and whose reign will be forever. There'll no longer be any need for any other ruler, for Jesus will reign forever and over all things. And the really good thing news is that this will not happen in the future. It's already happened. We don't have to wait for something to occur. It's already occurred. He is the King of Kings. He already reigns in heaven. So we can see that the visit of the three kings to the infant Jesus was entirely appropriate. These kings came to bow down and worship the king who was far above them and above all other kings. But powerful and holy and above all others as he is, he's also available to each one of us right now at this very moment. He longs to be part of the life of each one of us. In Revelation chapter 3 verse 20 we're told that Jesus says, "Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me." Now if the queen were to come and stand at the door of your house and knock, what would you do? Well, you'd let her in, of course. Well, Jesus is standing at the door of your life and he's knocking. Will you let him in? Will you let him be the king of your life? Amen.